order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm here at the American Museum, a couple of different hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. With us this morning is Dr. Catherine Pullman, who has a degree in health science. We're going to be talking about a new book, which we incidentally carry because we think it's important. It's called Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, and it goes into the background, certainly, of the relationship between arthritis and autoimmune disease, but it's not just that. It's many diseases are related to autoimmunity. And, of course, these can be countered, certainly, by diet and other activities on our part, if we understand pardon me, what's really going on. And that's why this book is so important. And I'm going to let Dr. Pullman begin to tell you about what she has found from her own experience, because this all came about when she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and really told that there was not too much that could be done for it, and she was actually able to overcome her rheumatoid arthritis and live, for all intents and purposes, a normal life. Dr. Pullman, you pick up the story.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I do need to tell you that I can barely hear you, so if you have your sound guy crank up the sound a little bit, that would be great.
Can you hear me okay? If we can get him to do that, if not now, during the break. But you go right ahead.
Okay.
Now, as you mentioned, I was struggling with
rheumatoid arthritis after a fall downstairs in 1994, and my two sprained ankles did not heal in a proper length of time, and my family doctor sent me to a rheumatologist who ran a bunch of tests, and he said, "I'm sorry, but you have rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune disease. We don't know what causes it. There is no cure. Take these pain pills. It's only going to get worse, and you're going to end up in a wheelchair." And I was just blown away by that prognosis, and I said, "I'm going to get a second opinion," and I did that. I got a third and a fourth just to be sure. They all told me the same thing, and I thought, wait a minute, there's no cure? This has been, people have known about rheumatic illnesses for centuries. Surely there must have been some progress, and at the time, I was on the senior research staff of the RAND Corporation. I was a scientist, an analyst, and a mathematician. My husband's a physicist. We put our heads together, and we thought, well, if there's a cure out there, we'll find it. And sure enough, a Dr. Thomas McPherson Brown found the link between infection and rheumatic illness in the 1940s. He had the bad luck to announce his findings right when cortisone was put on the market, and they shuffled Dr. Brown to the side, and his work was forgotten. Well, we brought it to the forefront, and I started doing some serious research on this, and it turned into a doctoral program, and in 1997, I got a PhD in health science. My doctoral dissertation was Rheumatoid Arthritis, the Infection Connection. I turned that into a self-help book and published it in 2002. It was a finalist for Book of the Year up against the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. So not too bad for a mathematician. So here we are 10 years later, and people are hounding me for new information that goes beyond rheumatoid arthritis. And so now I've come out with a new book published just last month called Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, the Infection Connection. And it overlaps the older book by about 20%, but it brings, again, cutting-edge research to show the links between bacterial, fungal, viral, amoebic, all kinds of infections and illnesses characterized by chronic fatigue and inflammation. I often tell people that God pushed me down the stairs to make me fall in 1994. Otherwise, I would still be at RAND and working on telecommunications and defense policy issues and all that stuff. But my life took a completely new turn, and I am in remission after 8 months on Dr. Brown's protocol. And I might mention that it involves tetracycline antibiotics to reduce the mycoplasmal infection that is the culprit for rheumatoid arthritis. And in parallel, I got my immune system back on track. The book deals with both sides of that coin. You've got to get your immune system back on track to fight infections that we are constantly bombarded with. Too often people just pop a pill and figure that's the answer and then go back to eating their hamburgers and milkshakes and coffee and pastries and things like that. You got to make some lifestyle changes to make it all happen.
Well, it sounds, for the average individual who's never heard this before, it's simply preposterous. Remember, of course, I was trained in medicine, and I practiced for a number of years. I went into practice in 1960. It was about 1975 when I was a professor at the University of Orange Free State. I guess I was the senior surgeon there at the University of Orange Free State in Bloemfontein, South Africa. So I had time to sit down and read medical journals, which I never did practicing medicine or already, of course, when I was in my training, because all I did was certainly work to learn to be an orthopedic surgeon. And you don't have time to just read publications in the general medical field. But as a teacher there at a major university in South Africa, I did have the time, and they had excellent facilities. And I started reading, for some reason, on rheumatoid arthritis, and I came across this idea that so much of the rheumatoid disease was related to infection, and specifically a mycoplasma infection. And there were several articles I was able to get and read, and I said to myself, why didn't I ever learn this in medical school? Why didn't I ever hear this discussed in the meetings I attended or in the journals that I read as an orthopedic surgeon? And it just seemed so incredible that they should have a treatment, effective treatment, and yet what were we doing with people with these various, without rheumatoid arthritis? We were injecting their joints with cortisone, or we were waiting till they fell apart, and then we were reconstructing them. And we had wonderful reconstructions, but wouldn't it be far better to treat it before it fell apart and the joints were destroyed? So this was my first inkling that what this article was talking about today is absolutely accurate.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Dr. Catherine Pullman, and we're talking about her book, Arthritis, Autoimmune Disease, and the Infection Connection. So you pick up the story there, and I was just commenting that some of the books I was reading in the 1970s were corroborating what you had subsequently written, and yet this is almost unknown. And never, to my knowledge, discussed at medical meetings, which I attend on a regular basis, never discussed by the doctors today that there's an infectious component to rheumatoid arthritis. How can they conceal that fact so effectively here in the United States and have so many people suffering from this disease when there are effective treatments available?
I think there's several reasons for that, and I'm very sympathetic with the doctors. I mean, their appointments are scheduled back to back, and when the day is done, they're exhausted. They just want to go home and be with their kids and their family and veg out on the couch maybe and watch a good movie. I don't blame them at all for not wanting to do the research, but they pass that along, that responsibility along to the pharmaceutical companies, who will come in and give them a catered lunch, and the whole staff is invited, and they have very convincing slides that show them the latest research, but it, of course, favors the pharmaceutical products that they are peddling, and they give the doctors free samples, and it's all very nice and cozy and convenient. It's right there in the office. Unfortunately, the real benign treatments that I talk about in my book are not discussed because they're not money makers. Tetracycline, for example, is specific to mycoplasma for rheumatoid arthritis, but it's dirt cheap. And I had to really work on my family doctor to prescribe it for me. And I said, you know, I'm a smart cookie. I know where I can get tetracycline myself. But I would rather that you monitor my progress because I've read Dr. Brown's work. I'm convinced that there is a link here, and let's see what the test results show. And within 2 weeks, my inflammation and pain and my formerly sprained ankles went way down. I was finally able to walk and stand and drive without pain. It was like a miracle. But the infection was still there, as the test results revealed, and it took a total of 8 months. I had to get my immune system back on track, too. As a typical working professional, I wasn't eating right, lunch on the run, too much coffee, that kind of thing. Then I got smart about nutrition and altered my lifestyle. I never did drink or much or smoke or use drugs, so I was a step ahead of many people. So I had that advantage, and I really had an aversion to taking drugs, like pills, you know, prescription pills. So I was looking for the most benign solution possible. And that includes homeopathic remedies, which I write about in the book, and offbeat therapies like acupuncture, acupressure. They work. And even though some people denigrate those as, oh, those aren't mainstream medicine, so what? They work. You know, if you get pain relief from acupuncture, don't knock it. There is a lot of propaganda out there to take pills. And so you have to be careful about that. I do think that an educated patient has a leg up on the other people because they're going to get the solution faster. If you can work with your doctor as a team instead of you as a helpless ignoramus going there and just taking the paper from the prescription pad and going to the drugstore, you're miles ahead. So I've tried to do as much of the background research, put it in layman's language in this book and the previous book. This one is arthritis and autoimmune disease. And mycoplasma was at the heart of my rheumatoid arthritis and plays a significant role in other chronic illnesses like fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, autism, Lyme disease, ALS, you name it, mycoplasma is there. And there's an easy test for it. It's called PCR, polymerase chain reaction. That's chapter 6. It's totally devoted to tests that can determine what kind of infection you have. I'd invite your listeners to go to my website. It's ra-infection-connection.com. I have dozens of health articles, absolutely free. My ongoing research, sources of doctors where you could get these tests performed. Again, www.ra-infection-connection.com.
All right. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to call, have a question for Dr. Pohlman, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But this is vitally important information. And, of course, it's important to get your immune system built up because so much of what we eat in our diet or so much of the things that the various things that we utilize or come in contact with tend to suppress our immune system. Would you like to talk a little bit about the situation as far as building up the immune system and how our immune systems are being poisoned simply by the way we live?
Sure. I have an article in layman's terms of how the immune system works. And the following chapter is how infection works. And the immune system chapter was actually licensed by a natural medicine school for part of their curriculum because it laid it out just so concisely and understandably for new students. Our immune system is really very complex. And until about the 1970s, it didn't really appear in textbooks as a kind of a standalone chapter. Excuse me. It's not like you can study the heart, the kidneys, the lungs. The immune system is all over the place. And it starts with T cells and B cells patrolling the body, looking for foreign invaders. And we are under constant assault from foreign invaders, our American nation as well as our own bodies. We have so much pollution in the air, microbes in the soil, contaminants in vaccines, particles in our processed foods. There's enzymes, things that we're allergic to that appear in our foods and the air we breathe. So the immune system is under constant assault, and we just have to be aware of those assaults and the nature of them and how to deal with them. People with allergies, for example, when allergy season comes around, people naturally assume it's the pollen in the air, but it actually might be something different. The people in Colorado are suffering allergy attacks and asthma attacks from all the smoke in the air. You might not even be aware of the fire damage in smoke that's becoming part of the air we breathe until you can actually see it. Here in California, we've got blue skies, but the earth is turning, and eventually all that smoke from Colorado is going to come here. It's going to hover over us. There are certain smog basins in the Los Angeles area that are trapped by mountains that hold the smog in. The pollution from our cars, from airplanes, from factories, all that kind of stuff, it can't be seen. I'm looking at beautiful blue skies right now, but that stuff is in the air. And I have sections here that tell about how to get rid of toxins. For example, there's an herb called chlorella, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A. One of your herbal sponsors probably carries it. That is a natural chelating agent. It attracts metallic toxins to it. It binds to those molecules and allows those to be excreted out of your body. That's a very valuable piece of information. I don't think your doctor would tell you about that.
Well, it's
but a lot of these natural ways to keep your immune system on track, get a lot of sleep. Restorative sleep is so important. And people today are too stressed out.
Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Mary, and I'm calling from Denver. I'm calling to ask you about, I found out that I was gluten intolerant, and I know that that affects my immune system and creates antibodies, that there are 14 hybridized forms of wheat that we put in our food products today, and wheat used in spices as an anti-caking device, and there are other ways wheat's used. I'm wondering if this affects arthritis and the other things, or your immune system, and thyroid. I don't know if you can just address, you know, real quick, if thyroid has anything to do, or this affects thyroid.
All right. So what about wheat? Does this play a part in some of the arthritis and other problems we have if you're allergic to wheat? And then what about the thyroid? Go ahead, Dr. Bowman.
Doctor, I'm really having a hard time hearing you. I get about every third word, and those are very faint. So while I'm talking to Mary, maybe you can lean in a little closer to the mic or do something.
All right,
thank
fine.
You, Mary. You hit on it. Gluten is really a killer. It can cause attendant problems to rheumatoid arthritis, especially, but a whole range of other diseases. So look very carefully. Gluten is in bread, in all kinds of pastry products. You really have to read labels carefully. On my website, ra-infection-connection.com, go to the front page. It has free health articles. Click on that and go and read about how to read labels. I'll give you an example. MSG is considered a spice. Okay? So when you see on the label the word spice not spelled out, you can just about assume that that's MSG. Why they hide that, I don't know, because it causes reaction in a number of people. You asked about thyroid. That's an important part. About 20 million Americans have some form of thyroid dysfunction, but it's either undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. This is where the body produces hormones that regulate energy, control your heart rate, body weight, and determines how the body uses nutrients. You can get thyroid test results, and it will be an indicator of your nutritional balance and the efficient use of hormones. A lot of fibromyalgia patients are tested to find that they have secondary hypothyroidism. There's quite a few thyroid diseases around that are misdiagnosed. If you want to find a really good source of information, a woman called Mary, also, Shoman, S-H-O-M-A-N, M-O-N. If you Google Shomon Thyroid, you'll get her site, and she has a detailed overview called Thyroid Disease 101. And she started out like I did, not knowing much about health, diagnosed with a thyroid condition, determined to take charge of her health, get informed, find out more information, and now she is a recognized international expert. So I hope that helps you, Mary.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Okay, anything else?
Well, can you go more into detail about what we need to be careful about in our food?
Yeah. If you find sugar in any form, anything that ends in O-S-E or O-L, you've got to be careful about that. Corn is overproduced in this country, and corn syrup solids, corn products of all kinds, very high carbohydrate, very high calorie. It turns to sugar in your body, and it's a filler in just about every processed food we have. Look at the first three or four ingredients.
Well, hold that thought. We'll
sugar
be
in
right
it.
Back.
That's deadly.
Hold the thought.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Catherine Pullman, her book, Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, the Infection Connection. And we do carry the book. We think it's important. It's just off the press. But you need to understand, Sydney, the part that nutrition plays in our health. You need to understand that many of these chronic diseases, we're talking about arthritis, we're talking about chronic fatigue, we're talking about so many of the fibromyalgias, are related to low-grade infections, and your doctor doesn't understand this. He is never told, and this is never brought up at medical meetings or included in the journals. So you're going to have to do your own research, find out about it, and then get to your doctor and try to get him to read about alternative medicine and Sydney, so he can help others. We had a caller called Mary. Mary, are you still there, or have you gone away? I guess we lost Mary. Dr. Ovin, are you still there?
I'm still here. Would you like to pick up on what Mary was asking?
If you're out there
asking?
In the audience, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Before we go on, would you like to get your website out and say it several times so people would know where they can get your information? We do carry your book. We think it's an important book. We'll tell people later how to get that. But how can people get to your website?
Yes, it's RA, like rheumatoid arthritis, RA-infection-connection.com. That's a dash, not an underscore. RA-infection-connection.com. And I refer to other very good interactive natural medicine sites. Dr. Joseph Mercola has the most visited natural website in the United States and possibly the world. He's got hundreds of very helpful articles, and he comments on current health articles in the news. His is Mercola.com, Mercola.com. And he was one of the reviewers of my book, as was Garth Nicholson. Dr. Nicholson is an expert in autism, Gulf War illness, chronic fatiguing illnesses. His website is IMMED, like David, .org. IMMED.org. There are a bunch of sites out there that will offer help, get you educated in a very easy way. In the back of my book, I have a whole table of resources that people can use to educate themselves, to bring things to their doctor's attention that will help them work as a team.
I'd like to pick up, if you don't mind, on something that Mary asked about how
to get the immune system back on track. Do we have time?
Go right ahead.
Okay. It's not just what we eat. Part of it is exercise. We have turned into couch potatoes. We drive home. We don't get out and hoist the garage door up like I did when I was a kid. A garage door without a remote is something that today's young people just can't even fathom. A TV without a remote, that's what kids were for when I was growing up, is change the channel on the TV. And I think that's why they had big families, because they wore out the kids running them back and forth. We used to play out in the street baseball or catch or jump rope. Kids don't. They come home, they go into their room, they use the computer. We've become so sedentary. Gym memberships are up because people realize that they aren't getting the exercise that they need. My hobby is gardening. I'm out there rooting weeds out and pushing the wheelbarrow around and potting up plants. I get a lot of exercise and vitamin D from the sunlight working out there. Just walking around the store. Don't just go and get the thing that you've come to the store for. Take the long way around. Snake your way up and down the aisles. It's air conditioned. It's flat. It's comfortable. Get some exercise whatever way you can. Park your car far from the door. Don't look for the nearest spot. walk those extra steps, take the stairs instead of the elevator, just all kinds of things that you can do. Enroll it in a class of gentle stretching exercises. These are great for people who have joints that are hurting. You can't do aerobics. That just pounds your cartilage flat. Take a class like Tai Chi or yoga. Don't try to keep up with the other people. Just do what you can do, and that gentle stretching is very, very beneficial. Get a good night's sleep, at least 6 or 7 hours. Undisrupted, deep REM sleep. This will recharge your batteries like nothing else. Sometimes just eating the right foods is very, very tough, and you need some supplements. Look to vitamin C. Look to coenzyme Q10. Those two are mainstays of our vitamin arsenal. Sometimes vitamin deficiencies aren't tested for. In my section on autism, the symptoms of vitamin A deficiency are closely parallel autism symptoms. So that's something to look at if you have an autistic child or relative. There's just so much that we don't know about vitamins, and I've tried to put as much of that in the book as possible. It's already up to 496 pages, so I can't put much more. There are over 1,000 footnotes supporting my research, and I dared not put those in there, otherwise you'd need two hands to lift the book. Good exercise. But those are supportive things that might not be of interest to a general audience. So I've put those on my website, ra-infection-connection.com. And even without buying the book, you can go there to the chapter and endnotes and see what I'm addressing, what I'm writing about. You can also see the table of contents where, as Mary was asking, what kind of foods to avoid or eat. Part of the problems are processed foods, pickles, salt-cured foods, canned fruit juices, which is end up to be kind of sugar water when you come down to it. Milk is a problem. Sugar, of course. Bacteria thrive in a sugary environment. Salt, antacids, heartburn drugs, aspirin, ibuprofen, any number of things that are out there on the market that we consider to be safe. Doctors will tell you to take an aspirin a day to prevent heart attacks, heart problems, but it's actually the coated aspirin that has the magnesium in the buffered coating. The magnesium is what is going to help with your heart problems. So, I don't know, just an educated patient is a healthy patient.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for our guest, we'll be back in just a moment. Dr. Catherine Foman, her book, Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, The Infection Can...
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus in cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Catherine Pullman, her book, Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, The Infection Connection, very, very important because so many people do have these low-grade chronic infections which will respond to long-term use of antibiotics. It has to be done properly because, of course, then the antibiotics suppress the bacteria in your intestinal tract, and you need those, and then you have to take supplements to counter the effect of the antibiotics you've taken. But okay, who's calling in?
Yes, my name's Don.
Go right ahead, Don. Do you have a question or comment?
Two comments. Number one, Stan, I just very, very, very much appreciate your program, more than you'll know. And second thing, just to let everybody know, I'm not getting paid for what I'm about to say, but they were just advertising that product on the radio. It's called BioSuperfood. I take that, and I take this formula. It's called F3, and I have noticed, and I've never had arthritis, and by the way, I'm also a dietitian, and that has been the best product I have ever taken that addresses, and I could spend an hour talking about the little problems I've had that cleared up when I started taking this BioSuperfood that they advertise. And I've reduced the amount of vitamins and other stuff like that that I've had been taking that really didn't address some of my issues, and I started taking this product, and it works.
And,
you found a treasure.
And, you know, I think what you ought to do, ma'am, is maybe even get a hold of this guy that that sells the product, and he can tell you all sorts of things about it. And
I wrote it down during the break, and that's exactly what I plan to do.
And I just, let me just give you an example. I had this one thumbnail that had been acting up for over 10 years, and it wasn't an infection underneath it. It just wasn't growing out correctly.
Mm.
I started taking this BioSuper, and I tried everything. I mean, I got a whole library of health books. I couldn't get it to grow out right. I started taking this BioSuperfood, and in about 2 months, it fixed itself.
Well,
wow.
I appreciate you sharing that with us.
You know,
thank you so very much for calling.
Yeah, better health in your gums is another one.
Okay.
Better memory, mental clarity. And anyway,
okay, well,
I thought I'd let
you know.
Thank you so very much
for your endorsement of the product.
And
there.
By the way, Dr. Stan, thank you very much again for your program. I hardly ever call in. That's because if you got a genius on the other end that's talking about stuff, why would you want to call? I don't like to interrupt you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate your
goodbye.
Thank you for your testimonial. That's really great. In my book, it's supposed to be a self-help book, but there mm-hmm. comes a point where you do need the help of a dietitian or a nutritionist to get you on the right track. And with a testimonial like that, I mean, you know, who wants to take a great big handful of vitamins? There are daily vitamins out there on the market, and it's like, how many substances can I fit on the label?
Right.
You know, vitamin A to zinc and everything in between.
You
but then
got
when
it.
You look at the percentages, it's just so minimal.
Yep.
So
anyway, thank you.
I take
Bye.
Vitamins that are tailored to me, and I try to get those for my husband too. But if you tried to put all those in a single pill, it'd be about the size of a baseball. And
okay,
so,
well, thank you so
all
very
in
much.
One product That's like the... Bio Superfood sounds really great.
Yep. Well, we will certainly check into it, caller, and I appreciate so much your calling.
Me too.
Again, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Our guest today is Dr. Catherine Pohlmann, talking about the infection connection, because, of course, there is within many of these chronic diseases that do plague us, certainly a low-grade infection. Dr. Pohlmann, what have you found out about chronic fatigue, which certainly affects so many people in America today?
Fatiguing illnesses are rampant, and there really isn't something definitive like chronic fatigue syndrome, because it's the common denominator to fibromyalgia for any kind of low-grade infection that is making your immune system work 24/7 to keep it under control. Of course you're going to be fatigued. Every cell in your body is trying to fight off that infection or fight off a gluten allergy or some serious allergy that you really don't have any idea what the nature of it might be. Some allergies, the symptoms don't show up for 72 hours after contact with the substance. So how are you supposed to determine what that substance might be? You can try a food elimination diet and start with just like oatmeal or something and eat nothing but that for 48 hours. Well, that's pretty boring. What you need is a blood test, and there are many labs around that will do this. I got my blood test from Better Health USA, all one word, betterhealthusa.com. My insurance wouldn't cover it because, of course, the doctor wanted to give me allergy shots, allergy pills, all kinds of antihistamines. And once I got that panel done, it's an immunoglobulin panel, IgG or IgE. I found out I was allergic to bananas, Brazil nuts, strange things that I had no idea. I love those two things. But as soon as I knew about them, I could eliminate them from my diet, and my energy returned, and I was fine. So allergies to any number of substances or foods can cause chronic fatigue. Your body is trying to fight off those, quote, foreign invaders. Eating the right kinds of oils, I kind of belabor that point. I'm really anti-canola oil, which figures in a lot of our products, and that leads to many different chronic problems. If you can get into natural materials, natural oils, vitamins, there's a table in my book about how to get your vitamins from natural foods, a whole list of possible things. Try some vegetables that you haven't tried before. You might actually like them. And French fries are not vegetables, folks.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Pohlmann. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon again.
My Bye-bye. Pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time I have to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we have almost 70 outlets for our various programs every week. It's an expensive proposition. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you, and if you're not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And of course, we do carry Dr. Pohlman's book, Arthritis and Autoimmune Disease, The Infection Connection. We carried our previous book on rheumatoid arthritis, The Infection Connection. We're carrying this one because we think she's done an excellent job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get this book. It's almost 500 pages, crammed full of information you need to know so you can look after your health and your family's health. And certainly we recommend the book. At certainly we also carry Dr. Blaylock's excellent book on health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. And these two books, if you knew everything in those books, why you'd be, well, either book, why you'll be a lot healthier. Because it deals with not only the various disease processes, but how you can use nutrition and vitamins and minerals to actually improve your health and the health of your family. Now, I do want to mention, of course, ask the question, why don't doctors know these things? I would like to suggest there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the medical profession so that they will prescribe prescription drugs, many of which are extremely harmful. And you say, well, it's all about profit. Well, some of it's about profit, but there are other diabolical purposes behind what's going on today. That's why you need to get my talk on Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. We think it's important. We have a number of other talks on population control, but that certainly is the latest one. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my, get my talks on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret and get the syllabuses that go with it. Get the information that you need to know. I would be mentioned that I will be talking there in the Denver area on the 15th of September. And if you want to get more information, you can go to our 800 number, 800-544-8927. They can get you some information on the talk. It's going to be, I think, 10 miles south of Denver. But that's the 15th of September. I will be talking on the 5th of July in Southern California. If anybody's listening to this program on the Internet, we will be having our annual conference on the 21st of October, God willing, and it should be an excellent time. So if you're in the region, why you can always check, and we'd love to see you at the meetings. We'll have tables at all of them. And then, of course, you need to start listening to our programs about the upcoming election in November. It's rigged. They basically talked to a fellow yesterday where they actually did exit polls. They found that 60% of the people had voted for Ron Paul. And when they counted the votes for the electronic voting machine, specially programmed to make sure of who the candidate would be, Ron Paul got 20% of the vote. I think it's happening all across America, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening all across America. The President of America. So, until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are